Shine FM Parenting Moments every Wednesday with registered psychologist and founder of Eckerd Center, Kimberly Eckerd. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We are getting through February here. This topic that we've been talking about for January and February, a great topic for families. 13 things mentally strong people don't do, and we have tip 11 and 12 today.
That's right. So number 11, mentally strong families don't fear alone time. Mentally strong families can tolerate being alone, and they don't fear silence. They aren't afraid to be alone with their thoughts, and they can use downtime to be productive, but also to be quiet. They enjoy their own company and aren't dependent on others for companionship and entertainment all the time, but instead can be happy alone. So this is, again, based on the beautiful work of Amy Morin, and here's what she says with tip 11, what's helpful. Learn how to appreciate silence. Take a few minutes every day to be alone with your own thoughts and feelings. I think this is where, for us as Christians, devotional practices are really helpful, where we could just be still and be with God. Schedule a date with yourself at least one time a month and just hang out with you. Learning how to meditate to quiet your mind, again, is a very helpful practice. And modeling all of these to your children so that they too will develop these practices is essential in strong families. What's not helpful? Keeping background noise on all the time. Hurrying from one activity to the next and focusing on constantly producing something. Oh, it just stresses me out reading that, Mike.
Yeah, totally.
And filling your calendar with so many engagements that you have very little time to be with yourself. And believing that, oh, I couldn't possibly ever learn to meditate. And looking at your to-do list and judging each day's progress by how many things you've accomplished. That is not helpful.
Okay.
Tip 12. Mentally strong families don't feel the world owes them anything. So mentally strong families don't feel entitled to things in life. They weren't born with a mentality that the world must give them something. Instead, they look for opportunities based on their own merits. So here's what's helpful. Developing healthy amounts of self-esteem in our kids is helpful. Focusing on what they have to give rather than what have given to them, and really encouraging our children and acting it ourselves as being a good team player. What's not helpful is becoming overconfident in our abilities. It's also not helpful to insist you are better than most people at everything, keeping score about all things you think you deserve in life, and only taking your feelings into consideration. These things are not helpful in creating a mentally strong family.
Okay, good info once again. Thank you, Kimberly. And I should say, I haven't for a while. Congrats, Eckerd Center, caring for families since 2001. That's a long time.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. God has blessed us with just a real, I just am amazed at every client who walks in our door, every family we get to serve. It is truly an honor, Mike, and I'm very thankful. 2009 is when we became part of the Shine family, so that's also very cool.
And we'll celebrate that too.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah, great to have you as part of my show every Wednesday morning. And of course, you can listen to the podcast of our conversations, EckerdCenter.com, all the time as well. So that's great. Eckerd Center, let's talk about that.
Well, we are located in North Calgary, and we also have a self-location so people can access services too. And all of that's explained very well on our website. And I encourage people to check us out at EckerdCenter.com. It's easy to book. You just click that appointment button, and you can go in and choose your psychologist and your appointment type, and you're off to the races. And I want to remind people too, and I haven't said this yet, in 2024, as many of you have new insurance benefits that have been replenished, and now's a great time to book service for you or a family member.
Beautiful. EckertCenter.com. Lots of info there. Thank you so much, Kimberly. We'll continue next week. Another website to know is ShineFM.com. If you go to our contest page anytime, you can enter for a free initial visit with a member of the Eckert Center team. So thanks, Kimberly, for supplying those each week, and thanks for the discussion today.
My pleasure, Mike.
Talk to you next week.
Sounds great.